Hi, Greystone members. Welcome. We're actually kicking off our first podcast today of Greystone Unscripted. Before my guests arrive, I wanted to share some positive, fun things that are happening at the club, things that we can all be really proud of, super positive improvements at the club. So first is landscaping. The two upper hard-true courts that are close to the pool. I'm not sure if many of you are over there often, but if you are, there's been a hillside there that has been supported by railroad ties that have been on my list for a very long time to replace because they're rotting. And once we replaced those, it was time for an upgrade. We put in a nice retaining wall and landscape. So I'm sure you're going to really be blown away when you see the before and after on that. And then most recently, as of yesterday, we finished a brand new landscaping of the Founders Clubhouse around the entire front and the golf shop side. Curved Landscaping Company did that project for us, and absolutely incredible results. Hopefully you'll enjoy it as well. Really helped with the curb appeal and really made the clubhouse stand out. Really proud of those projects. Also, if you have a chance and you're down by the pool at all or driving by, you can take a peek over by the adult pool. We removed all the pavers on that patio and we poured a concrete slab so that we could have an even surface for people to dine on and easier to clean. And we've put in a bar. So we're actually going to have a permanent bar down there that is going to seat 12 people. We're in the process of getting it painted by our team, installing water and electric, and then equipment. So we'll be ready to go with two TVs, 12 seats, and two employees there every day. We're very excited about it. And the other improvement we made is that we're going to actually have a lakeside activity center shop. So we're going to call it the Lakeside Shop because we are going to staff it. And it is an important piece for us because members and guests will need to check in. We will have it staffed 7 days a week, and they will need to sign in for their times, and the people there will have pickleballs, paddles, and they'll also have basketballs for people to sign out and things for people to purchase. So we're excited to keep a little more order and a more professional presence down there for you as members, and ensure that it's being used by members and their guests. And not people that that shouldn't be there. So really excited about that improvement. The building is there. They're finishing out the inside, and we'll have electric run to it in the next 2 weeks. And we're planning on the first week of April to open that up and start having a staff presence there. So some nice little improvements, and probably the biggest one, and I'll take you along for the ride with some other videos as we get there, but biggest capital project we have for this year is the parking lot at Legacy. And that's going to happen in June. Probably will take 2 to 4 weeks, depending on working around being open for business to allow you to still be able to park when you go there. But we're going to add 30 spots, and we're going to expand all the spots like we did at Founders so that you can fit in better. And we're going to make the area deeper, so when you pull out to back out of a spot, there's going to be plenty of room for you to do that. So really looking forward to that improvement as well. It's time to pave anyway. So it was good to do both at once. So we're really excited on these improvements and always trying to make your club better physically and service and programming. And I think with my two guests today, you're going to see. We have our food and beverage director, Van Carter, and our executive chef, Mark Picaro. And we're excited to kick it off and talk everything food and beverage at Greystone. Before we get started, love to ask you guys, give the members a little bit about your background. I hope they all get a chance to get you know you, Van, over the last 2.5 years. But obviously, Chef Mark's new with us the last 6 months. He's doing a great job. But if you guys can just share with the members, like, how you got in this business, some of the places you've worked, and I think they would find it interesting to know your background.
Yeah. Van Carter, been here a little over 2.5 years at Greystone. Been in the club business right at 25 years, started in 2000. Even through college, was always in food and beverage, working in restaurants. Was out in Denver for 10 plus years, moved back south to be closer to family, and remained in the club business, and was at the club previous to here for almost 11 years. And so glad to be here, and a lot of new and exciting things going on. So,
and so that the members know, is it Roll Tide or War Eagle?
War Eagle. Went to Auburn. Our boys went to Auburn. Still got one at Auburn. So, growing up in this state, it was one or the other, and my family had all gone to Auburn. So I'm definitely
now. I was looking at the bracket. It's a possibility they could face off in the finals.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Yeah. Crazier things have happened, that's for sure.
Chef Mark, can you share with the members a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm Mark Picaro, the executive chef. I started here, well, officially in October, and I was interim in August. I had a great conversation with Mr. Porter, and we're both from Massachusetts, and we just clicked together, and I came out here and just fell in love, and now I'm here, so you're stuck with me. I've been doing this for a long time. First started off in restaurants and hotels and just fell in love with it. In the Boston area, I worked at the Royal Sonesta Hotel for 6 years. Then after that, I moved on to Top Lab Restaurant. It was on the 52nd floor of the Prudential Building in Boston. It was a $15 million a year operation. Very, very, very busy. Then after that, I became corporate chef for 5 years. And then I moved to Hawaii for a few years and did a stint out there for a little bit, did some traveling. And then came back and started working at clubs. So this is my third club that I've been in. And it's totally different than the restaurant scene. And I love working at the clubs a lot better. The atmosphere and the camaraderie is a lot different, and it's a little bit peaceful, I think. Well, depends on what you call peaceful.
You say that entering your first regions tradition.
Yeah, well, yeah, ask me after the regions and then see what I think about after. So this will be my first regions, so I'm excited and nervous, but with my new staff and training, and I'm hoping everything will go great. Be ready for some good food this year.
Now, not to get too personal, is your wife is from this area of the country, right?
Yeah, my wife's from the Mississippi area, so she's loving it here. We're in Florida. She didn't like Florida too much. She doesn't like the heat, even though it's hot here in August. But she likes the cool weather, and she's close to her family, so that's even better.
Yeah, that's great. I know the members are happy to hear that versus somebody that wants to get back to up north. Hopefully we'll keep you here for a long time.
Yeah. No snow for me. No more
now,
snow.
Do you have a favorite cuisine you like to cook?
It depends. I like Italian. I can do any kind of cuisine. It's just pretty much what the members' requests are, and we try to keep it fresh and different. You know, if it's Asian, I lived in Hawaii for a while, so I have a lot of Asian influences, and my family's Italian. I'm Italian, so I have a lot of Italian influences as well. Just depends on the time of year. I know the winters, summer, you want to eat light. So it just depends on the quality of ingredients, I guess.
What are, just to share, because a lot of members haven't had a chance to meet you, what are your kind of your goals for the operation here overall, like in a grand scheme, how you're trying to hear the members out and try to make it what they're excited about?
Well, my goal right now is training, lots of training, consistency, making sure the food quality is good and it's consistent, it's hot, goes out on time. and I want to make sure there's a good variety because I know the members eat here a lot, so I want to make sure they don't get bored. I keep the staples on, and I just want to make sure there's a fluctuating of new items on the menu just so we get more influence from the members.
And you have those specialty weeks still happening. You just had New England week, and then
yeah, we have a Mediterranean week coming up in April. And we just did some menu changes in 91 2 weeks ago, and then I did a couple other changes this week, so there's a lot going on. That's so great. You'll see a lot of new items on the menu.
Good job.
And a lot of specials as well. I'm looking forward to Mother's Day and Easter as well.
Van, what do you want to share with the members what we got new going on for the pool this summer?
Oh, yeah. So I think last year we had our hands full trying to get a filter done and put a new roof on the actual kitchen down there. This year, we've already started the process of gutting that whole kitchen, reorganizing it, putting some new equipment in there. Chef's coming up with a great menu down there. And really elevating the service part of it, where members can utilize our app more and order straight from that, more delivery. Kind of flows over to, we've poured the slab between the two pools, and we've got a permanent bar there that we're constructed and filling it with equipment. So it'll have tables and a server around it. You can order food there, order on the app, or we'll have people at both pools order. We'll service out of one window. The other window will be if somebody wants to come up and just grab some snacks, candy, or a slushie. All the bar and all the rest of the food will be delivered right to you. So it's exciting. Great to see what Chef comes up with. All your normal staples and stuff that you have at a pool, but biggest thing is elevating the service and having that bar down there, which I think it'll have like 12 seats around it as well. It's got two TVs in it, so it's legit. It'll be exciting and just kind of elevate that all around.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So that window that members are used to in the past is going to kind of essentially be the kids' window.
Yeah. Yeah. Really just trying to lessen that traffic and the wait, and they can enjoy their time at the pool, either in the sun or in our pavilions, and hang out in there and just have a good time and
nothing
swim.
Nothing worse than standing in that hallway with no sun and you're dripping wet for 15 minutes waiting to get your order in.
Yeah.
So that change, I'm sure a lot of members are going to thank you for that.
Yeah, I hope so. it's going to be good. And Philip will be help running that. Last year was his first year running the pool operations for service. Most of you members have met him down in Cellar 91. Bartending, helping management some. So he'll be back down there. We'll be working with him and get a good crew. We got a lot of people coming back, and we'll obviously have to add some more staff down there, and as well as back of the house for Chef as well.
Yep.
It's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to when we get all that finished and ready to test drive it for the members.
Yeah.
It's exciting. We, I know we also have a couple other things that we're working on. Working on the cafe. Some of the things there with the menu, Chef, what are you thinking we'll do when we get a chance to revamp that?
I'm thinking new breakfast items, new sandwiches, hopefully music, so people can come in and stay for a while and use the outside deck as well with servers so you don't have to get up. Just more of a comfortable, homey place where people want to come and hopefully stay for a couple hours and enjoy either a light sandwich or a light snack or a fresh-made pastry from the pastry chef.
I think it's fantastic because when you really think about it, you know, if you go to Starbucks, people sit outside, they're sitting in a parking lot basically. And here, if we do it right, folks can sit here on the beautiful trophy room patio. So overlooking the golf course, so hopefully we can pull that off.
Yeah.
One thing on the 10 years I've been here, I've tried hard to get it through and haven't really had the help on the other end. And now I got two guys that are going to help me make it come to fruition. But that is food on the beverage carts. What do you think the members can expect with that, guys? What kind of food items do you think we can put out there for them?
Well, we're doing some experimenting right now where we got these heated bags that we have to work on. And then once we get those situated and operable, and we have a game plan, we'll figure out what we can put in there. We're thinking just grab-and-go sandwiches where the girls can just bring the golf cart out and people can just grab what they want off the cart and they'll be warm. Either hot dogs, pulled pork sandwiches, grilled chicken sandwiches, just something that's quick and easy to eat on the golf course. So you don't have to wait and pick it up at the plaza bar.
As well as probably a couple other cold items, chicken salad and stuff like that. We can have available with those wells. That kind of goes into at both clubhouses having food at the turns too. So if you do order off the app, order in, that we'll have somebody there that can bring it out to you. And members have said they got to come up the stairs and into the bar over at Legacy, or either stop at the plaza here or come up if they want a transfusion. Is really trying to elevate that service where if you're pulling around at a turn having a designated spot,
down where the grill is. We'll bring it out to you if you've pre-ordered it on the app. And also, if you're hungry in between that, we've got it on the beverage carts as well. So,
plus, we're going to do the grills on the weekends as well at both properties.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. Should be fun.
What would that consist of, Chef, so the members know what you're thinking?
I think it depends on, you know, I want to keep it consistent, but I want to change it up a little bit so members have a little bit of a variety. So it'll be a secret until the day comes out.
So the members that were here during COVID, you can envision that it's going to be the way we did the food then, where you make the turn by 91's patio, we'll have a grill set up there, or a griddle, or some type of cooking equipment, and then at the smoker turn over at Legacy, we'll have somebody there. So we're going to commit to, at some point here in the spring, we'll give you notice, probably the next 3 or 4 weeks, we'll unveil that. It'll be at least Saturdays, and we're hoping Friday and Saturday, or Saturday and Sunday, it just depends on staffing, but we're definitely excited to add that feature to the members as well. So in the on the event side, do we have a couple events that we're looking forward to for the members to sign up for?
Obviously, there's regions coming up that we're all planning for, but Father's Day later this summer as well, I think, will be a good day. I know we've done different things between buffets and stuff, but this year wanted to utilize that grill out there. When Chef first got here, he did a station with sliced ribeyes and stuff on it. So utilizing that, there's a tournament that day of men's golf. So them coming through, plus anybody else not playing golf, really just kind of upping it out on the patio, weather permitting, and utilizing that more casual. Probably have a beer truck and stuff like that. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
We have Taco Tuesday. Don't forget Taco Tuesdays down on 91.
Taco Tuesdays.
And then we added a little event. I was chatting with Allie about it. We added a band. It was a no cover just for our members and their guests. Come out, we'll call it a patio party. On April 12th, we have a Jimmy Buffett tribute band. So that should be a lot of fun. We're excited about that. Get some folks out. Just have a good time at the club. What else can we share with them? We got some other little cool things. So what happens now if you come and get an old-fashioned at the club, Van?
Oh, we've got the greatest thing. Logoed ice cubes.
Wow, we have for our logo on.
Our logo on the solid ice cube there at the bottom of it. So it's that little extra there. So it's pretty cool.
I love it. And we got the edible printer, handheld printer for Kat, our pastry chef, and she's been really working that in incredible ways. I saw some of her work on that with Breakfast at Tiffany's father-daughter dance.
Right.
That was cool. She did Greystone and Company instead of Tiffany and Company on the cookies. So just a lot of neat little extras that the staff's getting excited about. There's one fun thing I know I've told you about, but I think we're ready to go forward with soon is, and for the members, you're going to love this, is envision a smart bottle, plastic bottle, that thickness, and you can get that in the shape of a can with our logo on it. And then there's a machine that you put it on, push a button, and it seals an aluminum lid on there, so it's like having your own can of specialty drink. Well, why is that important? One, it's super cool, but number two is if you're making the turn and you want to put a couple of transfusions in your cooler on the cart, you don't have to have a styrofoam cup or have that get all wet or anything melt. You can just take that can and put it in ice, and you're going to really enjoy having your own specialty drink. So any drink can go in there. You just want to take a can of iced tea, you want to take a can of lemonade or any alcoholic drink, even draft beer. So we're excited. That's going to be something that's going to come forward as soon as those cups get here, which probably actually going to be about 6 weeks. I'm becoming friends with Alibaba, so we can get things over here cheaper in large quantities. So just a couple extra fun things to share with you. We're excited about it. Anything else you all want to share with the members about food and beverage? Anything you have going on?
Be on the lookout for Cat's candy bars. Greystone candy bars. It's like Willy Wonka.
That's nice. Awesome.
She just started doing some demos this week, and Mr. Porter bought us some molds and Allie did some nice wrapping, so be on the lookout for those. There might be a present in one of those. We don't know yet.
She was... the test she was doing was like a creme brulee crunch.
I had some today. It was good.
It was really good. So I'm excited for those little things. And then anything else we have going that you want to share with the members?
I think the biggest thing is, in my short tenure here, I'm glad to have Chef here. I am coming on board, and we've hired some sous chefs and gone through a couple, and we've got a great one over at Legacy right now, Chris Kennedy, and a lot of members have given some great feedback with him and taking that over there. And we've got a new one starting.
Andrew starting hopefully next week.
Yeah,
downstairs
in 91.
So looking forward to it.
Chef's team.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
You got a great banquet chef and Nick. So overall, you got a really great team. And, of course, Kat and her little dream team of Lexi and Olivia, they're doing a lot of great stuff.
Yeah.
I laugh because they're just pleasant and passionate and do great stuff. So it's exciting. How about as we part, we're going to do something fun. And tell me your favorite part when you go to Vegas. This is going to be Vegas Thursday. So when the members see this podcast, I want them to comment their favorite thing to do when they're in Vegas.
I'm not a big gambler, so mine's all about dining and taking in the atmosphere. It's just you don't want to sleep. There's just always something going on, and I think that's great. And really, you know, a lot of the new trends going on in food and beverage-wise and the new restaurants, that's always exciting to me. Of course, the shows and the Sphere are great, too, but I love to check out all the new dining.
But yeah, it's amazing. Dining, like every time you go back there, something's changed. And, you know, just the bar scene and the food scene, and I gamble a little bit. I like to go to the shows. I like to people watch, and I don't sleep very much when I go out there. So that's why I can only go for 2 days, because I don't sleep, because nothing stops. Plus, they pump oxygen into the casinos. Okay. Do you guys know that?
That makes
keeps
sense.
You awake.
Keep you awake when
but there's
no
just there's just so much to see and do. It's like Candyland, and you know, it's just different. That's why I only go once every 5 years, if I'm lucky.
So, members, if you're wondering why, I promised my 21-year-old son a trip to Vegas soon, so I wanted to get some feedback from everybody so I can make sure I have a safe and productive trip.
Absolutely.
Well, guys, I really appreciate you being on with me here. I think it's been good for the members to hear from you directly, and I think if you could share with them so we bring a little more human nature to our employees, tell us just before we end today, so a couple things you like to do when you're not working, just so they get to know you as a person a little bit.
I like to garden.
All right.
But now I'm leasing a house, so I don't have a very big yard, but I did plant some vegetables this weekend, but I think the cold weather, I don't know, I'm going to have to bring it inside, I think. I planted basil and herbs, and I think Dave promised me a little garden sometime this year outside, so we'll see what happens.
Definitely.
I like to fish. I don't really go that often. I'm new here, so I don't really know what to do. So I'll find some stuff to do. I'd like to go to a race, like a NASCAR race or whatever, but...
Oh, yeah, we'll get you a Talladega.
Talladega's been on my bucket list. Yeah. But, yeah, more of a homebody. Hang out with my dog and my wife and, you know, Dave makes me work too much.
How about you?
Takes the time off. Mine's pretty much anything outdoors as well. I live south of town, got a little property down there, so anything outside, out on the tractor. Father-in-law's got a farm down in Goodwater, so hanging out with him, riding on a bush hog, and, you know, just relaxing, just being away. I think dealing, you know, in this business, it's we have employees, we have members, our interaction, and sometimes it's just like a really good defrag time just to sit back and relax and do nothing. So, but traveling and eating out is always on the top of the list as well. Whenever that arises, opportunity. So
I love
it's
it.
Good.
I've definitely got to decompress in this business.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you guys being on for the first episode of Gravestone Unscripted.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Members.
Thank you.
Next time.
Bye.